You're listening to GPB Savannah. I'm Emily Jones, and joining me for a look ahead at the weekend is Zach Dennis, who's the editor of Do Savannah. Hey, Zach.
How's it going?
Also with us is Bevan Valentine Jalbert of Paprika Southern.
Good morning, Emily.
And we got a lot going on this weekend, starting with a great way to relax on Thursday.
Yes, Hygge will be hosting the first installment of their Sound Bath series, Sound Bath and Meditation, which is going to be a workshop that combines sound healing using crystal singing bowls with breath and meditation techniques.
Then on Friday, there's a couple different art shows happening.
The opening of Peep Show by Angela Burson will be at the Location Gallery at Austin Hill Realty, and the proceeds from that show will be donated to Girls on the Run of Coastal Georgia and the Lowcountry, and that's going to be Friday 5 to 8.
There's also the Flora exhibit, which for people in Savannah, they probably are familiar with Jose Ray. He is a muralist. He does a lot of stuff around town, writes children's books, but he has this very very flowery, very, almost impressionistic gallery that's going to be at Sulphur Studios on Friday. The reception is on Friday, but it'll be on display throughout the weekend. But Friday, 6 to 9 p.m., it's a reception for his exhibition.
There's also some music on Friday night.
There is. Lulu the Giant, who I'm sure people around town know, they're doing a show at Victory North on Friday. The kind of big deal about this is that they are the first Savannah-based band to headline Victory North, which is it's a big deal just because that venue is kind of the big new thing. It seems like on the music scene, the hope is to bring in a lot of big acts and different acts to Savannah, and so they are the first headline act that is based in Savannah. It's Friday at 8. I believe tickets and stuff are still available. So if you have not been to Victory North, this is a good excuse to check it out. Their album Solid Gold is fantastic. So,
yeah. Also on Friday, you can try your hand at some macrame.
Yes, at Sip Shop Make, macrame artist Jess Austin of Peculiar Abode will be teaching a macrame workshop where it's open to participants of all skill levels, and supplies will be included with the ticket price, and the participants will learn some basic macrame knots, and they'll also get to take home their own boho-inspired piece.
Very cool. And then finally, Friday is a really busy night. There is a ballet that feels very appropriate to the Halloween season.
Yeah, if you were like, I want to see some murders, I want to see some some Victorian England dress and some ballet, have we got something for you. It's over at the Savannah Cultural Arts Center, but the Savannah Ballet Theater is doing a Jack the Ripper. This is completely, they've created it on their own. They said it's very period centric. It's very, researched. So I don't know what that means necessarily. I was talking to one of the people at the Savannah Cultural Arts Center this past weekend, and he was talking about it's at the Ben Tucker Theater. If you've been there, it's an incredible theater. The sound design and everything in there is fantastic, but it's just, doesn't look like a place for like a ballet. I don't know. And he's like, there's gonna be a lot of moving parts and all this, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm not totally sure how this is gonna shake out, especially with the whole theme. But it's Friday and Saturday, 7:30 p.m. at the Cultural Arts Center. Which, if you've not been there, definitely it's kind of perfect time to go check it out.
Finally, Bevan, on Saturday, there's a new gallery opening.
Yes, it's going to be the grand opening of the Terracotta Gallery at the Savannah African Art Museum, and the event will include a gallery tour, African storytelling, a drum circle, live music, and a free jewelry making workshop with local jewelry artist Tanya Benton, and much more.
Well, Bevan Valentine Jalbert, the co-editor of Paprika Southern, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Emily.
And Zach Dennis of Do Savannah, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much.